Kun called this scientific progress, but his critics call it relativism. No theory is any truer than any other, just more successful in the struggle for existence. Yet some theories really are truer than others. If they weren't, bridges would collapse, airplanes would crash on takeoff, agriculture would fail, and patients would die on the operating table. So Kun's relativism fails to explain scientific progress. Nevertheless, he provided some interesting descriptions of what happens during scientific revolutions. In particular, he identified four characteristics that are relevant here. First, scientific revolutions are often marked by disputes over the definition of science. Kun wrote, "The reception of a new paradigm often necessitates a redefinition of the corresponding science, the standard that distinguishes a real scientific solution from a mere metaphysical speculation. For example, Newton's theory of gravity was resisted because gravity, interpreted as an innate attraction between every pair of particles of matter, was an occult quality like the medieval tendency to fall. Critics of Newtonianism claimed that it was not science, and its reliance upon innate forces would return science to the Dark Ages. Second, like a political revolution, a scientific revolution typically divides society into competing camps or parties, one seeking to defend the old institutional constellation, the other seeking to institute some new ones. The camp defending the old paradigm uses every means at its disposal, including all of its professional societies and publications, to resist the challenger. Since careers are at stake, things can get personal. Eventually, both parties resort to the techniques of mass persuasion. Third, the real issue at stake in a scientific revolution is which paradigm should in the future guide research. A decision between alternate ways of practicing science is called for, and in the circumstances, that decision must be based less on past achievement than on future promise. And fourth, scientific revolutions are typically precipitated by people who have been either very young or very new to the field whose paradigm they change, because they are committed less deeply than most of their contemporaries to the worldview and rules determined by the old paradigm. According to quantum physicist Max Planck, a new scientific truth does not triumph by convincing its opponents and making them see the light, but rather because its opponents eventually die, and a new generation grows up that is familiar with it. Chapter 12 examined disputes over the definition of science. This chapter will focus on the other three characteristics described above, all of which suggest that we are in the midst of a major scientific revolution that Darwinism will lose and intelligent design will win. Why Darwinism will lose? Darwinism will lose, most importantly, because of the evidence. Even though Darwinists have had almost 150 years to find some, the evidence for their view is underwhelming at best.